Hark the herald angels sing. Joy, right? It's about joy. I love it when we sing the chorus, Joy to the World. I love singing all these choruses. You know, as we close our eyes, you think of those words, Joy to the World. You can almost hear Clark Griswold singing out, Joy to the World. Maybe not. Okay. Before Clark ever did it, the angel said it in Luke 2:10. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. Today, our Savior has come to bring joy. Today is a joyful season. It's a joyful time. It's a time of rejoicing. It's a time of reflection as we remember that Jesus came to bring joy to our world. No matter what you're going through today, know that Jesus came to bring joy to your life. He came to bring joy to whatever darkness maybe you're facing, whatever tough season you may be in. Joy is here. Joy has come. The Messiah has come. Joy has come to our life today. Today, I want you to reflect on this joy. He's Jesus called Emmanuel, which means what? God with us. It was the Holy Spirit. It says the Holy Spirit himself conceived and gave birth to Jesus. So that Jesus could come and bring joy to our world. That he could be Emmanuel, God with us. Isn't it something that is still the Holy Spirit that keeps Jesus alive in our life every day? It's the Holy Spirit that continues to allow us to have a daily conversation, to hear his voice. Jesus said, it's good that I go, that I send you my Holy Spirit, the Comforter. He may come for every one of us. And I love today, have you ever thought about the Savior coming in such a humble way? Think about all the humble ways that the Savior came to us. He wasn't born in a palace. He wasn't born in mansions. He was born in an overcrowded inn where they couldn't fit anybody in. Some say he was on the side of a hillside somewhere underneath a cliff. Some say he was outside the inn in a stable. Some would argue and say it was a stable attached to a house. Either way, we know there was a lot of hay. We know there were some animals there. There wasn't any room. And the baby was just placed in a manger, wrapped up in some baby cloths, wrapped up in a blanket. Kind of a humbling way. See, that's why many people missed it, because they expected Jesus to come back in this great kingdom fashion. I mean, come on. If the CNN's not covering it and Fox News is not covering it, how can it really be real, right? It wasn't fake news, though. He really did come, didn't he? He really did come. And today we know this to be true. That the baby came. Born in a scandalous way. I mean, could there not be a better way for our king to come and be born? Except for by a virgin? Sure, she's a virgin. Sure, they're engaged to be married. Poor kids can't even admit they made a mistake. Talk of the town, the embarrassment I had to follow. I mean, such a humble way for our Savior to come. He was born in a carpenter's home, which meant he would have raised to know the work hard as a carpenter with his father. That's no way for a king to act, is it? Out there sweating in the shop, working with his hands. That was our king. He lived a humble life. It was a humble way for him to be rejected by his own people. It must have been humbling for people to look at you and say, oh, I knew you. Yeah, you're the son of Joseph. You're Mary's son. Nah, that's not the Messiah. How humbling must that have been? How humbling must it have been when he had to humble himself and take the road of the cross? He had to humble himself and allowed himself to be tied to the whipping post. The stripes he took upon his back were for you and I. How humbling it was that he had to take the sins of the world and nail them to the cross. Our Savior died a very horrific and humbling way. Is it no wonder that Scripture teaches us that God resists the proud? Why? Because his own Son came in such a humbling way. His own Son came and humbled himself that he could come and save you and I. So this Christmas season, I hope that you understand that God resists the proud, but he exalts the humble. Why? Because we have to humble ourselves. And what better time during Christmas to humble ourselves and say, you know what? It's not about me. It's not about my bad situation. It's not about my own personal things that I'm going through. It's about Jesus. But my life, maybe it's going great, and that's all great, and that's all dandy, and you know, I hope that you prosper and doing well. But remember, I humble myself and say, none of it means nothing without Jesus in my life. Nothing I have means anything without Jesus. You see, I take time to humble myself this Christmas and reflect and remember what Jesus did for you and I. I'm going to ask our section leaders, we're going to pass out our communion cups. As they do pass those out, you're going to prepare. Now, let me just tell you that the very top layer of this, there's two layers. You have to peel back that very thin top layer first to get to the wafer, and then you can peel back the rest of it to get to the cup. You can begin to peel that back and get it ready. We'll come back and pray over the elements in just a minute, and then we will take communion together as they pass them out.